This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. India and Finland today exchanged several agreements in different areas, including environmental cooperation, migration and mobility partnership, and statistics in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held discussion with President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In his joint statement, Prime Minister Modi said, "Today the world is going through a phase of instability and uncertainty." He said, "From Ukraine to West Asia, several regions across the world are witnessing ongoing conflicts."
आज विश्व एक अस्थिरता और अनिश्चितता के दौर से गुजर रहा है. ऐसे ग्लोबल एनवायरनमेंट में भारत और यूरोप दुनिया की दो बड़ी डिप्लोमेटिक पावर्स अपने संबंधों के सुनहरे दौर में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं. हमारा बढ़ता सहयोग वैश्विक स्थिरता, विकास और साझा समृद्धि को नई मजबूती दे रहा है.
Prime Minister Modi said India and Finland are unanimous that military conflict alone cannot resolve an issue. Mr. Modi noted, at the beginning of 2026, a historic India-European Union free trade agreement was signed. He said this agreement will further strengthen trade, investment and technological cooperation between India and Finland. President of Finland arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day state visit to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi this evening. President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, will join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The theme this year is Samskar, Assertion, Accommodation and Advancement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar earlier today called on Finland President Alexander Stubb in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the meeting of the Finnish President with Prime Minister Narendra Modi will further strengthen India-Finland ties. Dr. Jaishankar added that he looks forward to the Finland President's address this evening at the Raisina Dialogue. Bihar Chief Minister and JDU President Nitish Kumar has filed his nomination papers for the Rajya Sabha elections today. The nomination was filed at the Bihar Legislative Assembly in Patna before the secretary. High-profile leaders were present, including Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP National President Nitin Nabin, and Bihar Deputy CMs Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Sinha. Mr. Kumar also assured that his connection with the people of Bihar will continue and that he will extend full support and guidance to the new government. Congress has released a list of six candidates for the Rajya Sabha biennial elections. Party leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi and Vem Narendra Reddy have been nominated from Telangana. Meanwhile, Phoolo Devi Netham has been fielded from Chhattisgarh, Karamveer Singh Baud from Haryana, Anurag Sharma from Himachal Pradesh and M. Christopher Tilak from Tamil Nadu. Filing of nominations for 37 Rajya Sabha seats across 10 states will close today. Polling will be held on the 16th of this month. 7 seats in Maharashtra, 6 seats in Tamil Nadu, 5 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, 4 seats in Odisha, 3 seats in Assam, 2 seats each in Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Haryana, and 1 seat in Himachal Pradesh are falling vacant. Conflict in West Asia has further intensified as Iran launched its 19th wave of Operation True Promise 4 amid strikes from joint US-Israeli forces. The Israeli Defense Forces today said that several missiles were launched from Iran. Sirens were activated across communities in central Israel and Jerusalem area and parts of the West Bank. Iran has also threatened to target Israel's Dimona nuclear site if Israel and the US seek to topple the Iranian regime. Amid strikes from Iran, Qatar has said that the relevant authorities are evacuating residents living in the vicinity of the US embassy as a temporary precautionary measure. Saudi Arabia has also said that its air defense system intercepted and destructed several drones. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will face England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.